Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And text 51551. And I've just seen pictures on television of the Prince, or the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Prince William and Kate have touched down in Dublin Airport. They flew a commercial flight with Aer Lingus, the St. Finbar. And they are now on their way, or maybe are just arriving, at Áras an Uachtaráin, to be met, of course, by President Michael D. Higgins. Now, Rory McKiernan is on the line. Good afternoon, Rory. You've been to the Áras many times yourself. Are you still on the council estate?
I'm not, no. I did the first term of 7 years, and then obviously when the president got re-elected, there was a new council of state. So right. it was a great 7 years, but no longer.
All right, but well known as a youth and community campaigner, and as I said, you've been to the Áras. That's where Prince William and Kate are at the moment, and they have a busy itinerary over the next few days, including a visit to the Guinness Storehouse, and you have a bit of a problem with that.
Well, it caught me by surprise, I suppose, from the point of view that I can't really still believe in the year 2020 that we're still kind of wheeling out the Guinness imagery and propaganda, which in some ways is it's a commercial advertisement for a multinational company. But beyond that, it's playing into and fostering a stereotype of Irish people at home and abroad. And I don't think we should be doing that anymore, particularly when we do have very real issues around alcohol in Ireland. And there's a richness and a depth to our history, heritage and culture that goes much beyond alcohol. So I take an odd pint myself, and I wouldn't have any objections to people having a pint or having the crack. But it's about how we see ourselves and the image we want to try to offer ourselves to ourselves and to the world. And I think it's time to stop this carry on.
But it's only one aspect of a very busy itinerary. Like, they're going for a walkabout in Temple Bar, and they're going to the National Stud. They're going to the Chagask Research Centre out in Grange in County Meath. They're going to Howth. They're going to the Garden of Remembrance, which is very significant.
Yeah, but you know which photograph's going to appear in the paper tomorrow. And it's not going to be the National Stud or the Chagas. Maybe it is, and I hope it is, but realistically, it'll be the pint of Guinness. As it is in one of the main national papers today, there is the pint of Guinness photo. And look, it's a very fine drink, all the rest of it. We know how great the company has been to Ireland over the years. Mm. But it's about, really, our self-identity with alcohol. And it's not to say that alcohol is bad or anything like that. But
well, in
it's
this
really
instance,
the stereotype that we foster of ourselves.
But are we too hard on ourselves? We're the ones that complain about it the most. The Americans that come to Ireland, the first place they want to go to is the Guinness Storehouse. The reason that a lot of people come to Ireland is because of the small rural pub and the Irish pub culture, which is very attractive to a lot of people. They're going to Temple Bar, which I think is kind of unusual, considering Temple Bar is a fine area with wonderful businesses there, very lively part of the city, but it's also associated, you know, with stag parties and hens as well that come over there. So,
I mean, it was established as a cultural quarter, but I mean, it's debatable now how much culture and art really goes on in Temple Bar these days. Now, it obviously is a fun place to be for people, but there's so much more these people could do in their time. You know, whether if it's about Irish identity and culture, we have the Irish language, we have Newgrange, we have the Hill of Tara, the Hill of Uisneach. So many different places that we can celebrate and shine out to the world and create epic photographs to send out over the world. And Tourism Ireland and all the other agencies could get behind that. But look, I'm not going to dwell on it too much. I just think it's really about time we grew up beyond this these kind of images of ourselves.
But can we not separate the wheat from the chaff here? Yes, we have people. Some people have a problem with alcohol. We know that, and it's not just an Irish phenomenon. You know, there is such a thing as alcoholism around the world as well.
Of course there is,
But there is the other side to that business, the pub culture in Ireland, which is very attractive, which, as you said, is the epicentre for a lot of good as well in the country, if we separate out, obviously, the ills of alcohol. But the Irish pub, Guinness as a global brand, the fact that it's the most visited tourist attraction, I think, in this country. Why would they not go there?
Well, look, if they're going to go there, let them off. And if they want to have a few pints and go on a session or whatever they choose to do, they're free agents, or maybe they're not. I don't know how the monarchy works as such, but it's really about our complicity in this and how we feed into it. And sometimes we do it around St. Patrick's Day, sometimes we don't. But you're right that we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. But at the same time, I think let's just not play into the stereotypes that many people do have of us still abroad. And they're not always accurate stereotypes either. I've lived in many countries around the world and travelled extensively. And there is that lingering stereotype that these images that will be produced on the back of today's visit, that they feed out across the world. And the fact is, yes, okay, it has an Irish heritage, but it is a multinational drinks company that opposed the public health alcohol bill. And I and many others have been involved in public health for years with young people. It's not just about alcoholism, it's about alcohol misuse to the point where it's costing society billions. And actually, it's one of the reasons we've people on trolleys, because alcohol use in Irish society is misuse, is taking up so much of our health resources and social service resources. So it's just like, it's part of a wider conversation around alcohol in general, but it's also an image question as to what kind of Ireland do we want to portray to the world in the year 2020 and beyond.
In fairness, you are completely right there, not to just, you know, for me early to say, well, the, you know, alcoholism, misuse is a crucial word there. And I think for any of us that have been, and of course I enjoy a pint or two myself, of course, but if any of us have ever been subjected to some of the behaviour as a result, and it's probably not just, you know, we're blaming the drink here. We do know we have a drugs culture, which is very much a huge problem throughout rural Ireland, as we know as well. And we see the results of that, and we see what happens in A&Es. Of course, you're absolutely right that misuse is a big issue. 51551, Frank is on the line. Good afternoon, Frank. You're listening to Rory there. He has a good point of this stereotype of Ireland, particularly when international visitors, be they American presidents or British royals, come, that we have to wheel them up to pull a pint of Guinness. Is it not a bit old hat?
How are you?
Good.
No. Damien, what's that chap's name?
Rory.
Rory, how are you, Rory?
How are you? I'm going to have to get back to work in a minute, but I'll hang
I'm the same. I'm in Oost. But listen, Rory, unfortunately, maybe Kate and William wanted to go to Guinness's. Maybe they've asked to go themselves to see it, because unfortunately, whether me and you like it or not, it's a landmark in the city now. It's a tourist attraction.
So yeah. Rory, maybe they wanted to go themselves. I'm sure the British diplomatic corps
I've no idea how these things work diplomatically. I'm sure there's all sorts of people in the mix. Now, there's also another question around the role of British royals and the monarchy in Ireland. They could go down Talbot Street and visit the site of the Dublin Monaghan bombing and other sites if they want.
Well, they're going to the garden. They're going to a very symbolic place, which is the Garden of Remembrance.
Well, listen, Damien.
Yes, Frank.
Damien. Rory said there about alcoholism there is the cause of people.
Misuse, I think, is a more appropriate word.
I've absolutely no doubt that there's a lot of it going on. But most of the alcohol-related incidents that people are on trolleys is the weekends, when you have antisocial behaviour coming out of pubs. And if you look across most major cities in Europe and the world, I would say, Yankee Land, as in the USA as well, they have their same problems. And unfortunately, Rory, whether we like it or not, Ireland are known of a nation of garglers, whether we like it or not.
Which we're walking straight into. We're the ones that are complicit, Rory, and actually fostering that image.
There's hundreds of thousands of people that visit this city every year for the 17th of March for the diddly-do ridiculous that is Paddy's Day. They don't come over here, Rory, to stand in the rain or the wind to watch a Ponzi parade going by. They come to go to the pubs to have the crack. That's what they do, Rory, whether me or you like it or not, unfortunately. So whether Kay or William go and visit a landmark and a tourist attraction in Guinness's, whether Diageo or Joe Bloggs owns it, is irrelevant. They're going as a couple, maybe just to see her out of curiosity, so let them be at it.
Yeah, Michelle is there. Michelle Dunnigan. Good afternoon, Michelle. Your point.
Hi, Damien. Look, you know, every visit I know is, whether it's an American president, a royal visit, I know the Queen and Prince Philip have been at the Guinness storehouse. You know, it is part of our culture, and whether we like it or not, that is, as that other gentleman was saying, you know, it is the way we're seen. And you know, sometimes in a certain extent, it's not a bad thing that the Irish like a bit of crack, you know. And, you know, it's something that does attract the tourists to this country. Like that chap was saying about coming on Paddy's Day, they want to go and have a few jars and listen to the Irish music and, you know. Yeah. And I know it will be the photo that will be on all the front pages tomorrow, is Kate and William pulling a pint of Guinness, you know.
Yeah. And Rory, that's where you have the problem, is the stereotype.
Well, that's what we're asking for here. As we say, we like a bit of crack. No one's denying we like a bit of crack. I love a bit of crack. But I'm just saying, like, we're much bigger than these images. Mm. And let's be more imaginative about what we cheerlead and what we allow ourselves to play into. And that's all. I'm just saying a bit of perspective. I'm not saying we should say no to everything. But let's just be careful of the stereotype.
Well, I'm just looking, for example, I see on Thursday, they're here for 3 days. And after they visit, they're leaving Farmley by helicopter on Thursday morning, and they're going to visit Salt Hills GA Club in Galway to meet some young players there. There might be a great photo opportunity there of William or Kate trying to puck a ball. And then in the afternoon, they are visiting what's, and it's Ali Bracken in the Daily Mail has done a great piece here outlining outlining it. But they're visiting a well-known Galway City pub for a drink and a meeting with the Culture and Heritage Minister, Josepha Madigan, who will tell them about Galway events, of course, because Galway is the European capital of culture. And there are many fine pubs, as we know, Rory. Galway.
Listen, I'm working with a youth organisation here in Limerick, and I actually have to go back to work. I see on Twitter as we speak that there's a drinks industry person pushing this on Twitter, defending them. So you can make with that what you will. Look at right, you can okay. go wherever you want, but it's about what image we want, how we are complicit in this, and how we see ourselves. And we're much bigger than a country of pissheads.
Damien, nice to go. Listen to
okay,
the
we'll let both go. Rory, thanks for that, and the best of luck to you, and continued success in what you're doing there and the work that you actually do. Frank, thank you as well. Michelle, we're going to leave that there.